Edge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham and Rod Bowens, and we're going to talk some NASCAR as the playoff chase winds down. We got one more race left in the chase. Got to wrap up where we were from last weekend, this past weekend. Darlington, Eric Jones with the big win. And Rod, oh, there's a lot to talk about here. Five drivers clinching playoff spots. Let's start with Eric Jones. Talk about the big win for Eric Jones and what this means for him.
Well, for Eric Jones, it means, well, it asks the question, does he have a deal or not? And according to Joe Gibbs in a release here later this afternoon, he said, yes, he has a deal with us. Now, that was a big difference from what it was here a couple of days ago when the mention was that Christopher Bell was going to be coming up from the Xfinity Series, and he was going to be taking over Eric Jones's seat, and then Eric Jones was going to be moving into the Levine Family Racing team effort that Matt DiBenedetto's been in. And so now this win has shook everything up with Joe Gibbs Racing, and it also leads a lot of people to asking this thing about the team charters and all of this other stuff that's coming up with 2020 on the horizon. Where does that put Eric Jones? Is he going to have a ride in a Joe Gibbs car, or is it going to be in an affiliate car? We don't know yet at this point. Joe Gibbs very vague about the whole thing, but he said that Eric Jones has a deal with us, but we really don't know where he's got a deal at for next year.
So and talk about the win now too, and also the five drivers clinching playoff spots. We got one more race to go. A lot of jockeying for position as we, you know, look ahead to the Brickyard. We'll talk about that later in the podcast. But who clinched and who still has work to do this coming weekend?
Well, I think the ironic thing about Eric Jones's victory is that they were celebrating all this stuff of throwback and all this throwback time, and yet Eric Jones is one of the young guys, and one of the up-and-coming drivers on the NASCAR circuit, and has been for quite some time, and yet he wins the race, and so he beat out Kyle Busch, his color teammate. Kyle Busch pretty much slammed the wall there toward the final stages of the race and put his chances out of it of winning it, although he's still in the playoffs. He doesn't have anything to worry about, but Eric Jones punched his ticket into the playoffs with the win there at Darlington on Sunday night late. And, of course, this race didn't start till sometime after 10 o'clock and then finished at sometime around 2 in the morning. And so the ratings were not good. So you had to be a diehard fan to stay up and watch this race and see what was going on. But the five drivers joined the nine winners. So far, these five drivers punched their ticket into the playoff. They included, of course, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Dane Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Chip Elliott, Kurt Busch, and Alex Bowman. Now, those are the guys that's already in because of win. Now, when you look at the playoffs and the people that got added, the five drivers, they include Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, who, matter of fact, took the pole this past weekend, and Eric Almirola. That leaves two playoff spots up for grabs, and one of those spots right now is being occupied by Cliff Bowyer. He has to maintain at least some kind of good pace and try to stay out of trouble this coming weekend at the Brickyard. And then also missing out of that, Jimmy Johnson, who finished 16th of the race, but Jimmy Johnson just can't seem to find daylight. Although he did, lead in the top three, the top five there for quite a while in the early part of that race the other night, he still finished 16th, and he's still out of contention as of right now. So he needs the Brickyard race to cut away with a win. If he does that, he could punch his ticket into the playoffs. But if he has another dismal showing, it's over with for Jimmy Johnson next weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so Jimmy Johnson, I guess anybody who's on the outside looking in right now, not anybody, but quite a few of those guys right around that cutoff line, a win, you theoretically could punch their ticket. That could make for some exciting racing because there's only the two spots up now. And for the other guys who are already in, they obviously want to have a good race and get onto a good footing when the playoffs start in a couple weeks. But yeah, there's going to be some excitement there, I would assume, just because of the fact that there is, there are going to be quite a few guys trying to get themselves in position for those last two spots.
Yeah, and the Brickyard, Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to be the ideal spot because you really don't know what kind of track you're going to this coming weekend. You're going to a track that, of course, is one of the oldest, of course, in IndyCar racing, and therefore you're going up there, and sometimes you can be really good going into the turns there at turn one, just as you leap from the front stretch right there along Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then going into two, that's another trouble spot for the teams. And then as you look to come back out of three and four, those are so-so. It depends on what kind of conditions exist. And there's been some people even asked the question, will they put the sticky compound down? I doubt it very seriously, although it'd be a good place to try it out. Some of the drivers have had trouble sticking to the track, especially going into one and two when they go to Indianapolis. But, you know, it's going to be a test of the tires, also to see what Goodyear is going to bring to the track this time around, a tire that doesn't get torn up and consumed from the heat and ate up by that brickyard surface. We're just going to have to wait and see. It can be a number of things. Jimmy Johnson has raced well at Indianapolis, but I really think right now we may very well see history made this coming weekend, and he could be on the outside looking in at the playoffs.
So for the 14 who've already qualified for the playoffs, is there any sense that, you know, maybe from past years with similar kind of situations going into the last race of the pre-playoffs, that they may be more conservative this weekend just because, hey, we're already in, you know, there could be some movement, I guess, among, you know, where you're positioned within the playoff chase, but, you know, to by and large, you're there, so why risk it? Why push the throttle, so to speak? Is that a sense, or do you sense that, hey, we're in, so all bets are off. We don't need to worry about anything. Let's just go out there and you know, put the foot to the floor and see how we can do this weekend.
It's kind of a mixed bag. I see where you're coming from with that, and it's sort of one of those things like when you get closer and closer to the baseball into the baseball playoffs, you've clinched, you're automatically in. Let's not play all that much. You know, let's just get ready for the playoffs and get ready. Some of these drivers will have that in mind. They will try to just race a clean race, stay out of trouble. They won't do anything else. But you've got drivers like Kyle Busch right now that has not won a race. He's not won in black. Gosh, I'm thinking going back to almost 10 races here. He's not won in 10 races. And so here you've got a situation of where Kyle Busch really needs to show what he's got on this track in Indianapolis going into the playoffs, because there's a lot of people that may be thinking, hey, Kyle Busch may be in the playoffs, but he may be falling apart as the season goes on. Nobody knows. I mean, this is one of those things. Maybe Kyle Busch is playing this like a poker game, playing it close to his chest and just keeping his eye on the cards the way they go, and then is ready to turn up the wick on the way that his racing action will be for the rest of the season. Who knows? I mean, some of these guys will kind of be conservative. Some of them will go all out. Clint Bowyer, I can just about bet with him wanting to get one of those playoff spots, he will be going all out this coming weekend. Jimmy Johnson will be doing the same thing. You'll have some others trying to at least show their ability out there on that track. Well, you know, here's another good one right here. Would Matt DiBenedetto make it? It's possible. If he has another great run like what he did here in the last three or four races, and he's qualified or he's finished in the top 10, he's got a chance of maybe even making the playoffs. Who knows? So we're kind of in this thing, kind of wondering, looking in the mirror, wondering what's going to happen. It's sort of like the old thing of Snow White or Sleeping Beauty or whatever, mirror, mirror on the wall. That's what we're trying to figure out right now.
And so not results-based, but let's talk some of the feuding on the track. Suarez and Newman getting into it. Talk about that in the aftermath.
Well, I really don't know what Daniel Suarez did as much to Ryan Newman as much as maybe was in Ryan Newman's way, but, you know, they are right now there is a feud going. And Suarez is saying, you know, hey, he says, I'm racing out here. I'm going to race. I'm going to do this. And Ryan Newman has been, you know, you wrecked me. You caused me to, you know, have trouble and everything. And I remember things like that. And I'm going to pay you back. And Newman has a very short memory. I'm just going to tell you right now, Ryan Newman, when someone gets him stirred up about one particular thing, he remembers it. And he will remember one way or another, by either tapping you out on the track, or if he finds the perfect opportunity, he'll spin you out and send you into the wall. So between these two right now, Daniel Suarez, he's looking also. He's wanting to compete and show these people what he can do. I mean, he's a Mexican driver. He has come over here, and he's done well since he's come over. But the question is now, he's fighting for a seat. We're back to the same thing of Stuart Haas. We don't know yet where Daniel Suarez may land after next year. So one-year deal with him, he may end up going to another team. He's racing the same way Matt Benedetto was for racing during the last couple of weeks. He's racing for his seat. And so we'll see. The feud could continue on this weekend at the Brickyard. And I'd say for Ryan Newman, he would like nothing more to have a great show in Indianapolis because he's an Indiana native and went to Purdue University and majored in engineering while he was there. He would be looking for a great show among the folks up there. But Suarez better be watching his backside on this because he will have his number.
Focus, guys, is what I would say as far as that goes. Focus, race. I mean, I understand. Yeah, it's fun too. It's I might be a little bit like Ryan Newman too. You know what? The long memory, the short memory, whatever. You go with it and exact some revenge while you're racing good. But that's the important thing. Race good. Okay, so Brickyard, we talked a little bit about the race this weekend. It is for a lot of marbles, not all the marbles. There's a lot of marbles at stake here. You've kind of previewed a little bit already, Rod, but how do you kind of see this playing out this weekend?
Well, I see this is more of a race now, I guess, in the terms of publicity. This is a race that has received even less press over the years. You know, it started out as being such a big race, Brickyard 400, and now it's kind of been reduced down to the Big Vodka 400 or whatever it's called now, but at the Brickyard. But this race is still important, and this is the way that this race was scheduled this year for 2019. I think it was one of the big races that came up on the schedule that would set things up before they go into Richmond and they start the playoff stretch. And you really don't know what's going to happen at Brickyard. I mean, it could be hot. It could be a great service. The tires could stick easy there. They could be able to do well going into the turns and so forth. And then you could have a debacle like what you had a couple of years ago when the tires just started giving out. The track started eating the tires up like mad. And a lot of drivers got upset and they were wondering, why in the world are we even racing here anymore? It's holy ground to a lot of these race car drivers. A lot of these guys wanted to maybe go to Indianapolis. They've never had the chance in an Indy car per se, but they've got their chance in a NASCAR and a stock car. And I know there's purists out there that say that stock cars have no business being at the Brickyard. I feel that they do. And, you know, the Xfinity Series will be there, too. So they're going to have two great racing sessions, the Xfinity race on Saturday and then the Brickyard race on Sunday. So it's anybody's guess as to how the surface will be. They're hoping that maybe after that Xfinity race, it'll lay some rubber down on that track. There'll be a little bit of some stick and some surface there where they can be able to use that. But if they have a rain, it's going to wash all that out, just like what it did at Darlington this past week.
Well, a lot of uncertainty, and that's actually good for a weekend where you have a couple of playoff spots still up. It means we have to watch. So for our listeners out there, follow Rod on Twitter. He's got racing news all over the place on his Twitter account there. So keep up with Rod. He'll keep you informed during the week, during the race, and then we'll have Rod back on next week to talk through the Brickyard and get us ready for the playoffs. Well, Rod, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.